Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Tomorrow is Flag Day, and if you didn't know that, I don't blame you because I did not know that either. But there are multiple debates going on right now over state flags here in New England. In Maine, the state legislature made a recent push to change their flag. Here's a report from Channel 8 in Maine.
Representative Janice Cooper of Yarmouth sponsored that bill. She wants to lose the current blue flag with the coat of arms and go back to a beige flag, which depicts only a pine tree and the North Star.
And here in Massachusetts, activists and a group of state lawmakers are arguing to change our own state flag, saying that its imagery is offensive. This is from a Fox News report.
The flag depicts a Native American with a bow and arrow just over his head, a disembodied arm with a sword. Many Native Americans find it offensive and are demanding a change.
Both the Maine and Massachusetts flags are state seals on a solid background. And though they're disliked for different reasons, flag experts say they have one big similarity, which is bad design. Ted Kaye is a flag expert. He's the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, which is devoted to the scientific and scholarly study of flags. He joins me now from Portland, Oregon. Ted Kaye, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Tiziana, and congratulations on your new role and for pronouncing vexillological correctly.
Thank you for that credit. I didn't want to point it out, but I practiced all day, so thank you very much, Ted. Listeners, we want to hear from you. Do you think the Massachusetts flag is offensive? Do you even know what it looks like? Should Maine go back to its simple and, I will say, beautiful pine tree flag? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or tweet us at Radio Boston. Ted Kaye, you compiled a book that's called Good Flag, Bad Flag, and you lay out in it what you argue are five foundational principles of good flag design. Can you tell us what those are?
Yes, I compiled the book based on the writing of many people who had looked at flag design, and the key ideas that they articulated were five: simplicity, meaningful symbolism, basic colors, 2 to 3 colors, no lettering or seals, and distinctiveness.
So what are some well-known... Sorry, please, go ahead, Ted.
And it's on those that the Maine and Massachusetts flags founder.
Founder as in you don't like them, right?
Well, no lettering or seals.
Okay, so what are some of the well-known flags that do meet these principles? Can you give us some examples that people can probably call up in their own heads?
Let me give you flags that were rated the highest in a survey that our group, NAVA, did in 2001 of state and provincial flags in the United States and Canada. New Mexico was rated the highest, and in that same group was Texas, Quebec, Maryland, Alaska, Arizona, Washington, D.C., South Carolina. I would guess that for most of your listeners, at least one of those flags pops up as an image.
Yeah, for me, Texas did immediately.
Indeed.
Yeah. Now, all other controversies about the Maine and Massachusetts flags aside, where do they fall down on these five design principles for you?
A fundamental idea of flag design is that flags should be recognizable at a distance. They are usually seen on a piece of fabric, flying on a flagpole 50 or 100 feet away, flapping, and they're on a piece of fabric. Seals are meant to be on a piece of paper, 18 inches from your eye, not moving, only on one side of that piece of paper. Seals do not belong on flags. We create a bad flag design when we put something on a flag that we can't even see once it's up there.
Okay, we are going to get to the Massachusetts flag in just a minute, and we've already got some callers coming in who want to talk about that. But I do want to touch on the Maine flag for just a second. We spoke recently to Brian Olson. He's an associate professor of biology at the University of Maine, and he is a big booster of this old state flag, the Lone Pine Tree and North Star. It's got kind of a buff background. He says going back to that flag could actually be a branding opportunity for the state.
I mean, really, if you want to get out into the outdoors and appreciate the wilds, you come to Maine, if you're anywhere on the East Coast or across the country, frankly. And that old flag from 1901, I really feel like that sings those gifts loud and clear.
Ted Kaye, what do you think? Could changing Maine's flag really bring more people to Maine, like Brian argues?
I can tell you that changing back to the 1901 flag design would be returning to a great flag design. And to the extent that great design helps with a branding strategy, I would guess that it would indeed help.
Listeners, we do want to hear from you. Do you want to change our state flag? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK or tweet us at Radio Boston. We're going to shift gears now to the Massachusetts state flag, and we've got callers coming in. So I'm going to take a couple of them right now, Ted. First, we've got Andy from Chelsea. Andy, what do you have to say about the state flag?
Oh, I'm just wondering, why is it the flag offensive all of a sudden? It's part of our culture, and I just think it's kind of a trend that's been going on in the United States of America to get rid of our history that we came from.
Andy, was the flag something that you'd seen before? Or were you aware of what's on it? Is this something you'd been thinking about? Or did it come up for you as we were talking about it today?
No, of course. I've seen it every day going to Chelsea High. The flag is in all of our state buildings, in the courthouse in Chelsea, in Chelsea High, in the police station. I saw it every day growing up.
So it's the image of your Commonwealth for you.
Exactly, exactly. It's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, so I don't understand why all of a sudden it's a problem.
Thanks for that call, Andy. I'm going to bring a second caller in before we turn back to Ted Kaye. John from Worcester, tell us what's on your mind about the flag.
Hi, thanks for having me. I think you don't have to be Native American to be offended by the flag. It's quite offensive. In fact, it just depicts subjugation, and I felt that way since I moved to the state 30 years ago.
Thanks for that. I appreciate that comment. And this gets to this yin and yang of changing a historical marker like a flag. On the one hand, it may, and many argue in the case of the Massachusetts state flag, that it depicts something that's offensive and a violent part of our history. On the other, it is the history of the Commonwealth, and some people say don't erase that history. Ted, I am going to come back to you in just a minute, but I do want to point out, sorry, I lost my track for a second. Ted, let me come to you now. Where do the design elements of a flag come into creating these kinds of strong reactions to how they speak about our history?
I like to describe what I call the ugly baby syndrome. Every mother loves her baby, and two very strong reasons that she loves her baby are she's used to looking at that baby, and it's her very own baby. That idea of familiarity and proprietary nature also follows through with people's relationship with their flags. Your callers articulated those in different words. However, mothers can't change their babies. States can change their flags.
Go ahead, Ted. It's okay.
Flags can be changed. Many states are looking at changing their flags. And independent of the deep reasons to change the flag, offensiveness to some people, there are design reasons to change the flag to make the flag easily recognizable and symbolic of the state and distinctive from other flags. Many people don't know that about half of U.S. state flags have a seal on a blue background. They're virtually indistinguishable from each other at a distance. One response that some states do is that they say, oh, well, we'll write the name of our flag on the flag so people will know that it's our flag. So Kansas writes Kansas on it, and Montana writes Montana on it. Now, of course, if you look at it on the back, it says Saznak or Annatnam. But we would
I never thought of it that way, right? That's those names in reverse on the back of the flag.
We would laugh out loud if a country wrote their name on their flag. Can you imagine a flag that said France on it?
I see your point, yeah.
Why don't we laugh at states doing that? If you have to write the name of what you're symbolizing, your symbolism has failed you.
It's weak.
And the symbolism both on the Maine and the Massachusetts flags are too small for people to see them.
So, Ted, I don't want to get too far away from the two callers that we had, because while the symbolism is small, it clearly spoke to both of them one way or another. And I want to bring another voice into the conversation on that question. We have on the line, we reached out to Jean-Luc Pirite. He's the president of the board of the directors of the North American Indian Center of Boston. Jean-Luc, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Now, you find the Massachusetts flag offensive. Tell us why, Jean-Luc.
Yes, not only is it offensive, but, you know, we over at the North American Indian Center of Boston, we tend to like take things out of the realm of how people feel personally, or you know, and dwelling over the history of things. We actually look at the public health aspects of, you know, what this sort of imagery is doing to our populations. When we talk about the flag, when we talk about mascots, when we talk about the perpetuation of Columbus Day over Indigenous Peoples Day, we look at the numbers, and we know that nationally 71% of the total population of Native Americans live in urban areas. Here in Boston, 12 to 13% of the Native American population is here local. And, you know, when we're looking statewide, 79% of our Native American students are graduating from high school, which is actually worse than a national average of 84.5%.
So, Jean-Luc, I'm sorry to interrupt you on that data, but as you talk about this, we may have many listeners who don't know what the Massachusetts state flag looks like. So could you, in your own words, describe the flag for our listeners, please?
Yeah, so this is actually, when we talk about like tribal consultation and actually representation of what who our people actually are, the composition of the state seal, the figure that's on it is you know, according to the regulations by the Secretary of the Commonwealth, is just a quote Indian, but you know, how that figure was actually composed, we're talking about the proportions of the body are based upon a skeleton that was excavated during an archaeological dig. They took the head of an Ojibwe chief, Chief Little Shell, and put that as the face of the Indian on the flag. And so that imagery polices our bodies and tells us, you know, what an Indian should actually look like. And when you look at our community members, very few of them actually, you know, rise to that sort of imagery. And so it basically, you know, it almost in a way kind of erases us both, you know, on the flag, but then, you know, just kind of physically. So, you know, it all around, that's why it's offensive to us.
I really appreciate that, Jean-Luc. That's Jean-Luc Pirit, the president of the board of directors for the North American Indian Center of Boston. Jean-Luc, thanks for being with us today.
Sure. And I just wanted to just very quickly, maindigenousagenda.org. Thank you very much.
Oh, great. Thanks for that. So, Ted, I'll be back to you in a second, but we spoke earlier with State Representative Nika Elugardo, who's filed a bill in the Massachusetts State House to change the state flag. She says the current flag only partially represents the state's history, but she's also got a vision in that bill that she's sponsoring for what that flag should represent of Massachusetts and its diversity.
I would love to see a flag that represents a people that is an amalgamation of all who come with an innovative spirit and a willingness to work together. And that is the story that is the redeemed story of genocide and war and slavery. Ultimately, we all are gaining access to this beautiful democracy that we've created together through all of that pain.
Ted Kay, you talk about the symbolism of being good to key design. It's one of those five principles. What kind of symbolism should the Massachusetts flag represent based on what you've been hearing?
Something that redounds to what Massachusetts residents see as their state. It could be as simple as a pine tree, which something like I'm channeling Maine now. That is something that everybody in Massachusetts can see. Yes, that's our symbol. I would caution against trying to do too much in the flag. The best flags are very simple. The Lone Star State of Texas has a star on it and a couple stripes, and that's it. Alabama has just a cross on it. Colorado has a big C on it. The point is, don't try to do everything with your flag.
Keep it simple.
But indeed, avoid symbolism that has become offensive. The debate over the Massachusetts flag and its Indian is very similar to the debate about the Confederate battle flag on state flags, especially Mississippi, and how that use of that symbol is offensive to a portion of the population.
Listeners, we love hearing from you. I want to turn to two more callers now. Chris from Norwood, thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I recently considered flying the Massachusetts flag at my house, and upon learning about the symbology, I decided it wasn't for me. But in doing research, I found the flag of Colonial England.
Colonial really New England, wonderful. Is that right, Chris? Colonial New England?
Yeah, right. So it's like a regional flag. So it's I grew up in Ireland, and so living in Massachusetts, I felt like I really wanted a flag that celebrated the whole wonder of New England. And it turns out that we have one, and it's beautiful, and it's really simple, and it has a pine tree on it.
So that's great. Thanks for that, Chris. I was going to ask for a description of it, but your line's a little bit garbled. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to Dawson from Spencer. Dawson, tell us what you called about for flags.
Yeah, so as like was talked about before, like a lot of Massachusetts's innovation and history is like really rich to me, and the fact that our flag is just the CO on it on white, and it is kind of, you know, it doesn't really represent the, you know, deeper history, diversity, the culture of Massachusetts. So
Dawson, if you were
like
going to
something that would represent,
if you were going to have sort of an aspirational vision of what the flag should represent, what do you think is important to capture about who we are as Massachusetts?
I think definitely a part of the original 13 colonies. There are a couple of states that do represent that, sometimes with 13 stars. But yeah, just also like the, you know, being one of the first colonies as well as in like, you know,
so
right
that,
after
that colonial heritage and that originality.
Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Dawson, for calling in. Ted, we rally around our sports flags here in Boston a lot. If we had a stronger state flag or city flag, do you think that could be an alternate rallying point? Is that part of the reason we love our sports logo so much?
Absolutely. When the city and state flags are poor designs, that design territory is ceded to sports flags. So people love flying good flags. The second to last caller showed his enthusiasm in flying that flag. And I like to say that a great state deserves a great flag. And neither Massachusetts nor Maine have great flags, but they can have them. Not having great flags officially for their states, they look to their sports teams for the branding, for the logos, for the flags. In Nebraska, which also shares with Maine a blue background with a seal on it, we call those SOB flags, by the way.
Please tell our listeners what SOB stands for.
SOB stands for seal on a bed sheet.
Ah.
Nebraska's flag is it's unusual to see the Nebraska flag, but the big block N flag of the University of Nebraska is all over the state. And that's an example of ceding the territory to the sports team logos when the regular flags are falling short.
Yeah. Ted Kaye is the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. He's also the compiler of Good Flag, Bad Flag, a guide to flag design. Ted, thanks for joining us.
NAVA.org. Thank you very much.